News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
Back-to-back earthquakes have killed at least 32 people in Venezuela, with 700 injured. And the U.S. Geological Survey has been doing an analysis based on the damage that they would expect. And they say that there is a 44% chance of casualties going beyond 10,000 fatalities. Although obviously that is an estimate and a very early stage estimate. But the impact has been devastating across the country, and particularly across the capital, Caracas. And from Caracas, we are joined by Camille Rodriguez Montilla. Camille, what have can you first of all tell us what happened and what time it happened?
Hello there. Yes, I can. So around 6:30 p.m. Caracas time, I believe. There's actually a huge religious celebration here today, which is San Juan. And I was in one of the places that celebrates San Juan with the tambores. It's a very local thing they do. And you could see the buildings moving, and I just felt the earth move under me. And then I knew, but I knew there had been an earthquake, but then the phone reception and everything went out. So there was no way of communicating at that moment. Then I head to Altamira in eastern Caracas, which is northeastern Caracas, which has been one of the most affected areas, where at least 4 buildings have collapsed. We've also seen a lot of buildings collapsing in other areas. And actually, it seems like the most affected state is La Guaira, which is around a 35-minute drive from Caracas. And the biggest airport, the airport that serves the capital city, is there. And we're still waiting to hear any numbers or further information from that state.
And the earthquakes, of course, significant enough that they were felt as far away as Bogota in Colombia. What is it that rescuers are facing, and how is the progress of that rescue work going?
Well, so far, I've seen very few people being taken out of the fallen or of the collapsed buildings. Mostly, as you can imagine, it's a very slow process, considering the amount of rubble everywhere. And what I have seen is a lot of people, just civilians volunteering to help, and to help carry rubble, to help carry people, bringing water to police officers, just doctors coming from hospitals nearby wanting to help.
Camille, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is Camille Rodriguez Montilla reporting from Caracas. And of course, in addition to the buildings that have collapsed, there are significant amounts of the city without power. And the reports are suggesting that the metro system is completely closed. And that is after those 2 earthquakes, magnitudes of 7.2 and 7.5, hit the area. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage, in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.